Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. When happy hour strikes, cocktail hour, or 2 hours away, 6 o'clock, I will head behind the bar here at Casa Katz. Never thought I'd say that, but we got a bar in the house. I'm making lemon drop martinis again this evening. Oh my goodness. Great beverage. Yesterday, I had it all budgeted for the double mojito. It's been a rough week. And I don't mean just the news stuff. I'm going to share a couple of things with you quickly. I do have a good piece of news, or piece of good news, rather. The Richmond Kickers may be returning on July the 18th. Our friend Natalie Calabat over there at ABC8, of course, taking care of this story, says soccer may, in fact, be returning in a little bit more than a month. So I think that's great. So, congratulations to our pal, Natalie Calabat at ABC8 for getting that story before anyone else. And B, I'm glad to hear it. No, I really am. I like the Kickers. I like going there and watching a game at City Stadium. So a number of folks have asked about some of my days off. You know, I've had these doctor's appointments, and I'm not somebody who normally calls out. In fact, I don't know if maybe once or twice I've called out. I mean, it's got to really be something serious. So if you recall, back in January the 8th, I tripped and I fell at the Radio Factory. And I went flying face first into a wall. And I don't know to this day if I actually did get knocked unconscious or not. I thought I had not, but it's possible that I did. But anyway, when I got up, you know, and it was like one of those things, you know, a typical guy thing. The mighty god Testicles forced me to really try and jump up as soon as possible, as quickly as possible. And our vice president for sales said to me, "Hey, are you okay?" Because I heard her scream and she came flying down the hallway. And she had seen the whole thing. She came flying out of her office. But anyway, so she says, "Are you okay?" And I said, "Oh, yeah, I'm fine. And I could tell from the look on her face, that was clearly not the case. Obviously, I was not perfectly okay. And when I got a look in the mirror, it was like, I got 8 holes in the front of my face, and they're all bleeding. That's not good. I mean, new holes. I mean, the mouth and the nose were still punctured in the same place they had always been. But 8 different lacerations and then a tooth that went sideways. So it's like, maybe it wasn't good after all. But anyway, long story short, this began sort of an adventure, which I do not wish on anyone. And what happened is that as a result of that, I've got 2 pinched nerves that are really, really causing, to put it mildly, tremendous pain and a lack of mobility. 2 places in the lumbar spine, L3, L4, and L4, L5, each have these impacted nerves. And so, in many ways, the whole coronavirus nonsense was a good thing in that I could work from the house, because it has gotten to the point, truthfully, where I can barely get around the house. I got a goofy looking cane that I'm using as I try and move around here. And when I do have to go someplace, you know, if I have to drive, you know, like I pull myself up into the truck and do all that. But anyway, so that's why I've had some of these doctor's appointments recently, these days off. And it's funny because people say, oh, it must be so nice to have so much vacation time. And I'm thinking it would be if, in fact, I were not spending it with yet another doctor being poked and prodded and prodded and poked. And I'll tell you the thing, even as these doctors are prodding and manipulating, nobody buys you a cocktail up front. Nobody. I mean, it's just nuts. If I were a doctor and I knew that I was going to be bending you and twisting you and causing you great amounts of pain, I would absolutely positively have an open bar right there at the reception desk, right? You come in, you check in, what is your name, when was the last time you were seen, what's your insurance, and would you care for a beverage, sir? Yes, yes, I would. And because the weird thing about it is that because the pain is nerve pain, it's not impacted, it's not relieved in any way by traditional pain medication. You know, because everybody said, hey, you got any good pain pills? It's like, wouldn't do me any good. You know, it doesn't do you any good. So the answer is no. And the one or two things that are available for nerve pain have not been particularly effective. And the one, I forget what the heck it was called, they gave to me, they said, oh, you know, you may experience a little bit of fuzziness. And I called them after a day or two. I said, by fuzziness, do you mean feeling like my head is wrapped in a blanket and has been left out and run over by a tractor trailer about a dozen times? And they said, yeah, exactly that. I said, all right, I would like to get off that medicine as quickly as possible. And it wasn't helping anyway. So anyway, that's the update. I don't want to spend a lot of time on that, but there are just so many folks, and I really do appreciate it. I really, really do appreciate it. So many people who have sent emails and Facebook messages and what have you asking about that. So that's that. Okay, that's it. Happy to let you know about all of that, and now we can move on with other things that are considerably more interesting than my personal health, and frankly, considerably more important. I'm going to share a little bit more, if you don't mind, from John Reed. I was very happy when I listened to John's interview of the mayor. And I thought to myself, anybody who over the last 2 years that John's been here has reached out to me and said, Jeff, you know, that John Reed character, he's not tough on these folks. It's always a walk in the park. It's a piece of cake. He doesn't ask any tough questions. And I don't agree with that anyway. But I especially, having heard this, I thought, okay, I hope everybody who ever had that belief, ever had that sense, was listening when John really, really, really took it to Mayor LeVar Stoney. Now, a couple of things are going to happen as a result of this. Number one, I'm pretty sure it is the last time that LeVar Stoney will visit with John. And number two, any hopes at all of getting Ralph Northam, our weaselly governor, back on for Ask the Governor, I don't know how to break it to John, that officially, completely, totally met its ultimate fate a little bit earlier today. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. I've got time here, I believe, to do another clip from my friend John Reed, who is heard here every day, Monday through Friday, starting at 6. He had LeVar Stoney on this morning, the mayor of Richmond. Again, I'm thinking probably for the last time, but take a listen to John and LeVar go at it.
But when I talked to you last Friday about the pain of the business owners, black and white, which is also very real, as their life savings go down the tube. That didn't move you to change the rules so that they could salvage themselves. In fact, you doubled down because the virus was so deadly to black and brown people in particular, you wouldn't change the rules then. So, again, I have to ask you why one standard for some people's pain and another standard for, I'm not denigrating it, the pain of other minority citizens. I mean, it seems like you're prioritizing which one you're willing to let people take a risk over.
That's absolutely false. Remember, I was led by the data on whether or not we entered a phase two.
Did the data change with the protest?
Let's step back real quick, John. I can't. Okay. I'm not the leader of thousands of people who come in from all across the Commonwealth of Virginia and beyond to the city of Richmond. And we can't close our walls. We can't wall off the city, the capital city, because people want to come here and protest.
So the message is, if that you're a business owner, if you obey the law, that's great. But if you decided, you know what, to hell with Mayor Stoney, I'm going to go out and just do what I want to do, you'd leave them alone like you did the protesters? I mean, I think that's a problem.
I think that's absolutely false, John. I think you're making a comparison that is that's comparing apples and oranges.
No, sorry. He was comparing the plight of one group of people with the plight of another group of people, your mayorship. No, what John did there was not comparing apples and oranges. He held you accountable, and you're not used to that, and you don't like it. I mean, that's really what that is all about. And again, my hat is off. My hat is off to my friend, my fellow teammate, John Reed, who I've always thought has done a great job. And you know that because I have, I was thrilled. I really was. I was thrilled when, was it about 2 years ago that John joined our team? It was nice to actually have somebody in-house who was part of a team. Big difference, and a really welcome change. And I just enjoy John's company as a person, and I love what John does on the air. And John this morning was in rare, well, no, he wasn't in rare form. He was in fine fettle. How often do you get to work that phrase into conversation? I'm thinking not that often, and I'm taking it. It's right there in front of me, and damn it, I am going to say fine fettle because I don't know the next time I'll be able to say fine fettle. He did a great job this morning. Now, if you want to hear this entire conversation, and you do, I would urge you to head on over to newsradiowrva.com, newsradiowrva.com, and you listen to John's entire conversation with Mayor LeVar Stoney. He held the mayor's feet to the fire, and the mayor didn't like it. That's what the final takeaway is. The big takeaway was everyone knew that the mayor was just full of baloney from the beginning. But then he was exposed, and he did not like it. One single iota. You've got to listen to it, really. NewsRadioWRVA.com. All right, coming up at 4:35, you and I have got to talk. We've got to figure out, is anybody going to pay attention to any of these FACACTA regulations, phase one, phase two, phase 2.0, phase 2.35, version 7. Listen, I'm done. I don't know about you. I'm looking at it, and if the get-together is good enough for the violent protesters, the rioters, the looters in the state of Virginia, because Ralph Northam didn't call them out, and our Public Safety Secretary Brian Moran didn't do anything about it, and as we know, LeVar Stoney didn't do anything about it. Well, what the heck? Why should anybody pay attention to what any of them have to say about anything? Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.